Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
How's things, Johnny?
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
Excellent. Yeah. Excited about coming home and seeing everybody in Ireland again?
Oh, very much so. Yeah, it's been too long.
It has. And come here, I heard We Pray. I was lucky enough to be played it. What a collaboration of artists that is.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not quite sure how it happened with so many different people, but it's but it's great, you know. We love all of them.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And do the singles we've heard, certainly I've heard the couple of them, do they give us a flavour of what the album is going to be like in its entirety?
I mean, I suppose they all play a role in it, but I think it goes other places too, you know.
Yeah.
Sort of gentler, softer places and harder, you know, there's other stuff.
Yes.
Too.
And do you have a preference when the songs are coming together? Are you more excited by something, I don't know, atmospheric and gentler, or do you want to just rock out? What do you prefer, like when you're recording?
Well, recording, I kind of like it all, I suppose. I think you sort of get excited by different moods. I get quite bored easily, so it's like I want, okay, what's the next thing? What are we doing now?
Yeah.
You know, what's different? But everything new excites me.
You're not alone. That so many artists I talk to say that they're like, listen, I love this song, I love this album, but listen, wait till they play my new thing. You know what I mean? It makes complete sense.
But then as soon as it's done, I'm like, oh, that's fine.
Yeah. Next thing, move on. I know you're probably not going to be allowed to or going to want to, but are there any other collabs on? Because we've seen the track list, but we haven't actually like seen any featuring. Is there anyone? Are there other collabs on there? Even if you can't tell me that what they are there other ones?
Yeah, there's a few other interesting ones.
Okay.
Interesting ones. Yeah.
Keeping his cards close to his chest.
Yeah.
I get it. We saw your debut, We Pray, at Glastonbury. Would an Irish audience be lucky enough to get A, that song, and B, maybe anything else from the new record?
We will definitely be playing at least one new song.
Okay.
Some of which will be from our new record.
Do you work for MI5? You're very hard to get in and out of, Johnny.
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
No, that's fair.
We've got very few surprises.
Yes.
You know?
Okay.
But let me have some.
Okay, that's absolutely fair. Come here, you guys set a really high bar, actually, when it comes to focusing on sustainability. So is it true that the LPs for this album are made from recycled bottles?
Yes,
How cool
is true.
That?
Yeah, they're not actually vinyl.
Wow. So they'll work exactly the same way as every other.
Yeah, they work really well. It's really good.
That is brilliant. Because we've started a new thing here in Ireland, a recycling scheme, an extra recycling scheme, a refund thing for on plastic bottles. So when you buy a drink in Ireland now, when you're here, you have to pay an extra 15 or 25 cent at the time. And then you bring the bottle back, and it gets refunded to you. So it's really encouraging
brilliant.
That kind of... That's proper
great.
Recycling. Yeah, no, it's going really well at the moment. I think people are actually digging it. For all of us coming to the shows, do you have a little message for the Irish fans who are tuned in now and are getting so excited?
Well, we're so happy to be back in Ireland. It's been too long. I think it's like 7 years or something, 8 years or something like that.
Crazy.
But we can't wait.
And actually, can I take this moment to apologise on behalf of the nation for the clown that launched a beer bottle onto the stage last time in the Aviva.
It was a good aim. If he was aiming for the back of my head, it was a good shot.
No, we will not praise him in any way or her, and it will not happen again. And tut-tut, that person's had their Irishness revoked.
I don't mind if it's beer.
Yeah, but you'll have to pay the 15 cent on the bottle this time.
Yes.
When you're here and you're relaxing, when you're here for a run of shows like you are for four shows, like, do you have downtimes or can you? What do you do with yourself?
Yeah, we get a little bit. I mean, not a huge amount. Mm. You know, we go for try and have a walk around and, you know, see some people, try and get a bit of a feel for wherever we are.
And can you do that? Do you think you're anonymous enough, Johnny Buckland, to do that, or do you get constantly tapped
100%.
On the shoulder?
No, 100%. Just wear a slightly different hat.
I think we've spoken before, Johnny, about this, but I'm a guitar player. I collect guitars. I want to know, do I own more guitars than Johnny from Coldplay? And I'd like the answer to be no, so that my wife doesn't want to kill me. So how many guitars do you own, do you think?
I would guess at like 40.
Oh, no, Johnny. That's not high enough. That's not my number.
But, I mean, I meant 70. I meant 70.
Even that's 10 lower than I was hoping you were going to say.
140.
The edge was honest. At least he said to me, he said, probably like 500. I was like, okay, thank God. Thank God there's someone else who's stupider than I am. come here, before I let you go, two quick things. One, you're a Spurs fan. Are you excited about Big Ange? You're going to win a trophy?
Very much. You know, it's an exciting time to be a Tottenham fan. We try and win a lot, which is good.
Yes. My
Even
wife.
If we don't, I feel like, you know, at least we tried to win.
My wife is a long-suffering Spurs fan. Was at the Ricky Villa FA Cup semi-final replay, that goal and all that. Like, yeah, she goes way back, big Spurs fan. So there's always a little bit of a rivalry in this house. So when I told her I was talking to you, she was like, make sure you mention Spurs. I was like, I will. Listen, I cannot wait to see the live show. You guys are amazing. I was at the last one when you were here, and I cannot wait to see what this one has in store for us all in Ireland. So thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much. And sorry about not having more guitars than you.
Well, we can't be friends anymore. But anyway, it's fine. Thanks a million, Johnny. Talk to you later.
Good to speak to you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.